This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We find ourselves at the end of another week doing our review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen with the charts for the week of August 3rd to the 7th under scrutiny. And I have with me several esteemed broadcasters. Interesting how the deck chairs are changing. I didn't say this was the Titanic.
Thank God.
Yeah, right,
sometimes
exactly.
It feels like it.
Yeah. Well, we've had a couple of weeks of tough stuff going on with the staff of the DJV show, which normally are they're the components along with me at this review. So we take a talk radio point of view, a news talk radio point of view from the way we've talked about these issues on our program. But let's see, last week Jennifer had COVID. She still does, but she's a trooper, so she's on. John Harper was on with Victoria last week. Victoria's got a problem because of the hurricane this week, so here we go.
So now you get to sit by Corona Girl, John.
Yes, right. Yes.
Hey, how lucky can I get, right?
Yeah.
My Corona.
If you want to like your chances.
Really? All right. So let's go through the stories. The first one at number 10 is the New York Attorney General seeking to break up the NFL. Good, Doug. The NRA, the National. They want to break up the NFL too, for all I know. They've got about as much of a chance of breaking up the NFL as they do the NRA. Anyway, so the problem here, Jennifer, is what? Under what circumstances or on what grounds would the AG of New York have to try to break up the NRA?
Well, I think it's okay. For first, we talk about the logistics. The logistics are the NRA is based in New York, so the Attorney General thinks that they can go in and dismantle the physical center, essentially, of the NRA. So that prompted President Trump to say, I just moved to Texas. But what I think it does more philosophically is it makes people consider what the platform of the left is going to be. And I say this a lot. The far left is telling you what they want to do, but it seems that people in the middle and conservatives just aren't listening. So we have to start listening. And that is that they want to take away your guns. I mean, the NRA, why go after the NRA? I would bet my fortune, which isn't much, but I bet it. My $20 in the bank.
In the stock in the cruise line.
In the Carnival cruise line, which you know is going well because they've been postponing those. But it is not members of the NRA that are going out there and engaging in gun violence in this country. It's not the people in Chicago who are shooting each other. The people in New York, where the Attorney General should be much more focused on what's going on in their home state of New York. That is not by people that are card-carrying members of the NRA. So it's ridiculous to think by going after the NRA that somehow you're going to get rid of gun violence. No, you need to go after criminals. That's the idea. And you need to let people who are good law-abiding citizens exercise their Second Amendment rights to hold on to their guns. But what's happening is the left wants to dismantle that. They don't want you to have guns. Joe Biden, if he gets elected, is going to put Beto O'Rourke in charge of his gun program. And you can bet that nobody is going to be allowed to buy guns if Beto's in charge.
All right, so this circumstance in New York, it would not happen in Florida. John Harper is WMEL on the Space Coast, so this would never happen in Florida, right?
I don't believe it would, but in addition to what Jennifer was just saying, apparently the head of the NRA is coming under a lot of scrutiny for a lot of money that is alleged he has been taking for personal use.
And Wayne LaPierre.
Wayne LaPierre.
Yeah. Bad guy. He's a scumbag.
Yeah.
He has been under the microscope. He's got way too much power, way too much influence, and he wields it with a very heavy hand. I belong to the NRA and have for 40-some-odd years. Never liked the guy. Don't think he has much credibility, but he likes to push people around. And for whatever the reason, I don't know whether he's got pictures
of
congressmen with chickens
position,
or what.
Yeah, I mean, you think about who's in charge of the unions. They wield that same kind of power as well.
Yeah. Look at the post office this week.
And so I would say make the changes within the NRA. Don't dissolve what is actually something really positive. The way I learned to use my gun, because I own a gun for home protection, I went through 8 hours of NRA training that if I hadn't had, I don't think I would be nearly as confident. So it can be really good in the safe use and deployment of a weapon in the home. So I don't know. I hate seeing people vilify it because of a one
person. Don't know. They don't understand it. They really don't. Okay, but Wayne LaPierre should go. See you later, pal. Number 9, this is something that hasn't gotten as much play as I thought it might have. It did for a couple of days, and then it sort of went away. The Beirut explosion. I remember talking about it. Jennifer, you weren't here. John, you may have heard me, if you're listening to the program, talk about it looking like a mushroom cloud, and it happened to have taken place the day before the anniversary of Hiroshima. And it was, you know, who knows? Somebody was thinking, well, maybe this is a way of getting a focus on that again and how bad the nuclear weaponry that's around is. But this wasn't nuclear. This was a big pile of fertilizer next to a bunch of firecrackers. But somebody thinks that the Russians, or many people think the Russians, are up to their Mickey in this. So, John, what do you think? What have people been talking about with regard to that?
Well, it seems, Doug and Jennifer, whenever there's something suspicious these days going on, right away we're looking at the country of Russia and what is or is not coming out of there. But at the same time, this situation in Beirut obviously should not have occurred. There were many things leading up to this that the government, the local government there in Beirut, was aware of, in the fact that fertilizer was being held inside that storage facility along with fireworks. They were illegal. There was a Russian ship that had been abandoned a couple of years ago that had different types of explosive supplies on it that was put inside that warehouse. And so apparently it created a perfect storm for creating this huge explosion, the likes of which, I guess, outside of Hiroshima, we've really never seen in the world.
If you saw the video out of there, John, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, there are businesses who had just, you know, in-store cams, and to see people actually thrown by the force of this blast, it was unbelievable.
Well,
and you heard
killed,
it,
right?
And look, it may be what they're saying it is, and it was accidental, and it was horrifying nonetheless. But early on, the president said that his intelligence officers had told him that this wasn't an accident. Now, he stepped back saying, I'll go with what they say. But certainly, you have to imagine that we're investigating whether or not this was accidental or something else that's going on. It seems a bit suspicious that a blast like that would happen right by the port in a place that, I mean, growing up, this was commonplace in Beirut. I mean, I remember as a kid just going, oh, wow, your room looks like Beirut. My mom used to always say those things because it had the worst reputation, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's take a side trip down a street for just a minute or so, John, because you're so connected. You're on the Space Coast. I think last week and the week before we were talking about the launch up to the Mars rover, but they're also has been a lot of activity with SpaceX and those two getting back, landing in the ocean. So what sort of, was that? I think it was off the panhandle, wasn't it? Isn't that where they came down?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting, guys, in the fact that SpaceX had come up with a total of 7 different sites that the capsule could land in the ocean with, some of those obviously in the Gulf of Mexico, and the others were in the Atlantic. And because of the hurricane coming through right at the time they wanted to land, they decided to put it in the Gulf, and it landed near Pensacola. So that was the first time we've landed one of our spacecraft in the water going back over 30 years. So it was quite remarkable. I was at the press conference, the video press conference that the astronauts had, and they talked about how well the spacecraft performed. It got a little warm inside there because the temperatures on the outside of that spacecraft as it was plummeting through the atmosphere reached, I believe, something like 35,000 degrees, something incredible. And they said it got a little warm, but nonetheless, they used the term the capsule took on a process of a sleeping giant. It had been asleep, performing beautifully. It performed well on the way down, but they said it was like an animal, a wild animal on the way down, and it was making noises and bucking and doing all kinds of strange things.
Well, that's a little pod to be tossed around in the atmosphere. I mean, it's crazy to think about it.
It sure is, and when you think about it, coming through like a shooting star, really, really phenomenal. But SpaceX did a great job. The men and women, the engineers who designed that capsule, should be congratulated.
Proud of themselves. Yeah,
yep.
They did a good job.
Yeah, it was
job.
Excellent.
All right, number eight up next here in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review, the connection between politically correct thinking and the cancel culture. That's number eight. We'll talk about it after these words here on this week's Talk Radio Roundup.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so we don't have really enough time here, being the genius of timing that I am. You know, my timing.
Quick, sometimes, get on.
No, huh? So after a couple of words from your local station, we'll dig into the cancel culture and political correctness with Jennifer Horn, John
Harper. You just canceled cancel culture.
Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let's keep going here. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and John Harper on our Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot stories in the people list that is always published at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. That's where we get this list. Like Casey Kasem used to get his list from Billboard Magazine, we get ours from Talkers Magazine. So, at number 8, the whole business of the cancel culture, political correctness. I guess I've been on the end of this stick, and many other people have been. Have you ever felt, Jennifer, that you have been a victim, if that's the right word, of people judging you because you were not politically correct?
I've had it happen a few times, not to the extent where I felt canceled. I mean, I think people take issue. I mean, it's just part of the business. People are going to agree with you or not, and sometimes they take it personally. I really try. It's always my goal not to make my political opinions personal, because I think we have to keep a distance between that, because people can get so hateful, and it really is. It's that to me is horrifying, that we just hate people for their thoughts that aren't like ours. I mean, there are a lot of people I don't agree with. Al Sharpton's a perfect example. But, man, I would stand next to him and defend the stuff that he says, because we live in a country where we should celebrate freedom of speech and let capitalism filter out the people that
he wouldn't
are
do the
worthy.
Same for you, though.
I know he wouldn't. But
he
you know what? That's not what bases my decision. You know, I still do it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I think the cancel culture is unfortunate, because what they're trying to say is that we need to be better and better, deeper thinkers. But what they're actually wanting is homogenized thought, and
Everybody's
so counterproductive. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So, John, you ever been the victim of somebody who wanted to take you off the air or eliminate you from as an influencer because of your points of view?
Absolutely, no doubt about it. But at the same time, Doug and Jennifer, I always try to remain objective when I look at issues and people and things that are going on. Jennifer, I think, made a good point as well a moment ago. But I go back almost to what I call the Walter Cronkite days, where I try to remain as objective as possible and listen to all different opinions and try to funnel out the stuff that is not relevant, but at the same time, people are so tightly wrapped these days with issues and people, and it takes nothing to set people off from what I'm seeing these days. And so I try to take that into consideration and be as objective as I can about any issue.
Yeah, I love you, because that doesn't exist anymore. It's tough
to get tough to go down that street. At number seven, our relationship with China. My question would be, why do we even have a relationship with China?
Well, I thought you'd be celebrating this week because it drives me nuts that we talk about the media coverage. And I don't know that there's a person on the planet that could convince me that the media has been fair to President Trump, because you know what he did this week?
Right.
He signed, and this is something that the two of us, Doug, have been on for a long time on the DJV program, and that is bringing our pharmaceutical business back to this country. And he signed an executive order this week talking about how the American government will only buy pharmaceutical products from American-made companies, not from China anymore. And that's a huge step in the right direction.
Well, the whole situation with China and the business of why members of Congress are not leading the charge to bring our businesses back here is pretty telling to me anyway. I wrote a letter to my congresswoman, and one of her aides is a person I know fairly well, and I asked her what she was doing to stimulate bringing businesses back from China. And all she did was send me a 3-paragraph note telling me what a boob Trump was and how everything was his fault. And I sent her back a note. I said, you didn't answer my question. I don't care about what you think about Trump. I want to know what you're doing for your...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Schools across the state of New York could find out by the end of today if kids will be heading back to class this fall as the pandemic continues. Governor Andrew Cuomo promising to make the announcement by the end of the first week of August, noting any reopening plan needs the support of teachers and parents.
Because if the teachers say, I'm not coming back, or the parents say, I'm not sending my child, then whatever the school district says is irrelevant.
In Washington, lawmakers are hoping to reach a compromise on COVID-19 relief today, but signs out of Capitol Hill are not encouraging. Democrats and White House negotiators were still reportedly far apart after hours of talks yesterday, a particular sticking point in the continued added unemployment benefits amid the economic fallout from the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
On Wall Street, the NASDAQ closed yesterday above 11,000 for the first time ever. It gained 109 points, closing at 11,108, closing at the record high for the seventh straight trading session. The Justice Department is charging five individuals for a Paycheck Protection Program fraud scheme. Their loan applications allegedly made false and misleading claims about the number of employees and payroll expenses they had. And overall, five businesses were approved of $4 million. And when the suspects were detained, authorities took a Range Rover, over $120,000 in cash, and over $3 million from several bank accounts. The deadline for players to skip the upcoming NFL season has passed, and the NFL says 66 players have decided to opt out because of concerns over coronavirus. The Patriots had the most players opt out with 8, followed by the Cleveland Browns with 5. Other players can still decide to step away after the deadline under certain conditions. One of those includes a new diagnosis of a high-risk condition. And rapper Kanye West's name will appear on the November ballot in Colorado as an independent candidate for the White House, filing his paperwork ahead of Wednesday's deadline. It's already been approved by the Secretary of State. West announced his campaign for the White House last month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barr.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Talk Radio Roundup, Part 2. For the first week of August, I'm Doug Steffen, here with my colleague Jennifer Horn. I guess that title can go to both these people because I've known. Thank you, Doug. I've Joan. I get paid by the word. You all know that, right? So I put words together sometimes, like
you're so
join.
Kind. Yes, yeah, I like to save money.
Join. Yes, right. So at any rate, John Harper, I've probably known longer than I've known you, Jennifer, in a manner of speaking. If I really
I feel like John has been, I mean, I've known you, gosh, forever, and I've been on this program since 2006, and I feel like John's always been a part of our conversation, so that's
Right. And Doug, we go way back, I guess close to 30 years.
Right. Well, I started doing the morning syndicated program in 1988, in October of 1988. And I think you were one of the, you weren't in the first wave, but you were pretty close to it. I bet you.
That's right.
I think you're right about 30 years, as a matter of fact. Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we don't look a bit different than we did 30 years ago, and we don't sound a bit different than we did 30 years ago, so three cheers for us. All right, and as Casey would say, and now, back to the countdown. Number six, focus on the economy and the stimulus legislation. This is a real mess. What a can of worms. These boobs in Washington, if I can throw my 2 cents worth in. You know, the stimulus situation, the House can't get its crap together, the Senate a little better than, but, so I guess what I was thinking, Jennifer, is that Trump was going to do something on his own, kind of like he did. We were just talking about China and him signing an executive order to bring our...
The Democrats are slow walking everything because they would rather see people...
Well, the Republicans are not exactly moving at anything other than the snail's pace either.
Maybe, but I think that if you're looking at who's really trying to delay this and take their time with it, and I'd be honest with you, it's just from my perspective, it seems that the Democrats are slow walking it because they have a lot to do. They want the chaos. They want the people out of work because we have an election coming up. And the more out of control things seem, the better it is for someone new to come in, whoever that someone new is, because people aren't satisfied with the current trajectory of the country. So I think there is slow walking. It's a shame that everything has to be political, even helping people during a pandemic. As a conservative, it kills me that we're just literally spending. But during a pandemic year, what else?
Print
can
that money. Let's go. Run your 3D printer. So I was looking at one of these guys, Representative Dan Kildee of Michigan, said the president's words are empty. His threats are empty. Well, I don't know how you know that until he actually does something, but it makes for good press anyway. And once again, these people on both sides are so clueless about making things or helping things to work. Wow. All right, so, and I guess that's the first of... 6, 5, 4, and 3 on the countdown are all related to COVID. The economy, certainly in the situation we're in, needs another stimulus shot in the arm, I guess, much as anything else. How, John, you're in Florida on the Space Coast. What's the economy like? Your area is booming because of the space biz. But in Florida in general, Florida's not exactly a huge industrial nation. It's more a residential destination, and it's more of an entertainment destination. So how is the economy affecting life and living in Florida?
Well, good question. Here on the Space Coast, we're not feeling a whole lot of negative effects because, as you mentioned, Doug, the space industry, what it's doing and what is coming in the future. So there is a lot of growth, a lot of housing going on here, and it's looking pretty good. However, you go one county to the west of where I sit, that's Orange County, and that is Orlando, that's Disney World, and I've got news for you. Disney World and the other companies and theme parks that are associated with the tourist attractions, they're really hurting. They're down big time. I talked to someone just yesterday who had been to Legoland, which is the former, Doug, you'll remember, the old Cypress Gardens.
Right.
And Legoland has taken that over, and they've redeveloped it. They've done a great job in creating quite a themed attraction there, and families love it and all that. And the person I spoke to said there was nobody there. They were there the other day, this week, and there was nobody there. So the theme parks are really hurting to the tune of billions of dollars. And I would imagine, Jennifer, it might be the same out there in Los Angeles with
We're closed down, actually, still, John. If you can imagine, Disneyland is still closed. It has been since the middle of March. And I think Knott's Berry Farm might be open in some capacity, but I think Universal is still shut down. So by and large, we're still under those shutdown orders.
So we're hurting here, and as far as everything outside of the Space Coast.
All right, so there's that now. So the other areas of concern or focus here with regard to COVID, all the stats, the numbers, people in the hospital. Jennifer has a story to tell because she's had the COVID experience, and her mother has been in the hospital. And you look around at, I don't know that I did ask you this on the DJV program about how many other people were in that hospital with your mother who also had it and being treated for it. Were the majority of people in that hospital?
Yeah, thankfully the hospitalizations are down. This is our local hospital. It's the one that my doctor is associated with. So we like to go there. It's the place where we probably feel the most comfortable. But she has her own room right now. They put her into a telemetry room, and so it's usually a two-person room. Most telemetry is when you're on monitors, but you're not in intensive care. So they have frequent checks on monitors, but they're not monitoring you at the nurse's desk. Basically, do you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So.
She
was kind of worried because it's the only place. Our hospital has all private rooms except for telemetry. And so there's two beds in her room. They're big rooms, which is nice. But she's like, oh, please don't let this happen, because they put her in with another COVID patient. But so far, she's had her own room. The census for the hospital is low. The census for the hospital my fiance Jeff works at, they're also down just to a few patients. So it seems hospitalizations are down, but I also think there are a lot of people who are afraid to go. I know I thought it was the last resort to take my mom to the hospital. We wanted to try to treat her at home to the extent that we could. Yeah. So I think people are staying away.
Yeah. Anybody in your circle have this problem, John?
No, fortunately not. I can't say anybody does.
Mm-hmm. No. All right, so that's a good... Well, down in Florida, there were, if you believe the news media, everybody on the street, especially south of you, is dying or is dead on the beach or whatever.
You're all having beach parties, and you're being irresponsible and spreading it around. That's what we hear, John. That's what we hear.
Well, that is true as far as there are a lot of people who are totally ignoring the social distancing. And, there are a lot of beach parties and things like that. I think that's letting up. I think people are finally getting the message. I certainly hope so. But it has been, guys, it's been out of control here in the state of Florida. And it's been scary. I know I've limited the amount of outside activities that I do, and I try to do the majority of it from home.
Gives me more time to spend on the tractor. I don't have to worry about anybody chasing me around on the jet or giving me anything. Nothing. Zero. Give those good old Massey. Those Massey Ferguson tractors are a great escape hatch. It's like going into outer space with SpaceX. All right. That's kind of a combo of number five and number four. Number three, the discussion of what to do about opening school. This is one of the areas, depending on where you are in the country, has seen the least amount of vision. Most of the solutions to the problem that I've seen anyway, they have no vision. They have no long-term goal. It's just, what do we do today? And maybe that's because we don't know what tomorrow brings, but we spent a lot of money, millions and millions of dollars trying to, new buses and maybe making the schools. I should be out of this.
I just think it's a poor decision to just shut down schools. I live in California, and most schools in California will be shut down to start the semester. Now, good news is they're making the teachers more accountable in what they're teaching, because the end of the last semester was a disaster. Kids were not getting the attention that they needed. They weren't getting anything.
Nothing.
And so they are trying to make the teachers more accountable, but I still contend in areas where there's an outbreak of cases, we need to have a hybrid school. We need to have a hybrid tracks, kind of like they did when schools went year-round, where some students would be on track A, track B, track C, so that kids are at least getting some in-classroom experience. If not, just bring them back and socially distance the teachers, because it's the kids who are less impacted by this. So, I mean, there's a way to do it. I think it's really short-sighted to just shut everything down.
Well, what are they doing in Florida, John?
Well, I think here in Florida, it is really up in the air as far as the schools and what the various school districts are trying to do. And I think the teachers are threatening to go on strike. And for the most part, schools in the state of Florida would not open as a result. I mean, it's really thrown everything upside down, and the teachers are very concerned about what is going to be happening to the school year. They want to come back. They want to go to work, but they're very concerned about what the future holds for them for the remainder of this school season or the start of the school season into 2021. So it's very much a hot issue. It's a hot potato that no one has an answer to yet.
Well, one of the things that when you look around and try to get a vision, if you will, in California, listening to what the unions say about, we're not going back to school unless you do this, 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 and this, has nothing to do with running a school. Yeah. Is that modified?
It's like they're holding them hostage, basically. Yeah. No, they're not modifying it. They want, I mean, and it's things that have nothing to do with school. You know, it's passing health care for all. It's all of these things that are like a far-left wish list. It's strange.
It is strange. All right, coming up in a moment, the presidential race at the top of the story list. We get to that after this here on the Talk Radio Review.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, number one this week, the focus on the presidential race. Who's going to run with Joe Biden? I say it's going to be Michelle Obama. Everybody else says, huh? What? I'm on the fence here. John, where are you personally? Are you? I think you said you were voting for Trump, right? Didn't you tell me that before? Do I remember that?
No way. No way.
No,
absolutely.
Never. All right.
Okay. Okay, I'm voting for Trump.
The other John Harper I was talking to. So yeah, what happens? What happens if Biden picks some loser for vice president like Kamala Harris?
Well, in my opinion, I'm going to have to just suck it up and go with it because the alternative I can't see.
Doesn't appeal to you. All right, so Jennifer, there's no question that Pence is going to be on the ticket with Trump, right? Mm-hmm. There's many questions about that.
I believe that to be true. Yes.
All right. And Pence this week went after John Roberts. That laid an egg, though, because a lot of people like John Roberts, right?
Yeah.
I think he's kind of in the middle. I mean, it's hard because they're not supposed to be political, so it's hard to insult him for that.
John Harper, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review for the first week of August.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Moving into our car department here, new cars, old cars, the best cars, that's all the subject of our conversation with Nick Miles from our AutoExpert.com. We'll get to some really newbie stuff making a comeback, so we'll get to that in a moment. This summer, all about road trips for millions of people ditching their flights, piling into their cars for what many people consider a perfect summer getaway. All those miles could translate into a much-needed set of new wheels. Here's Andy Solomon with that story.
Automotive expert and car enthusiast James Bell of Kia shares his pick for the best family car and why now is a great time to buy a new car.
Midsize sedans are comfortable and spacious, making them a great choice for a family car. The all-new Kia K5 features a beautiful infotainment display and voice command system to help keep the driver's eyes on the road. It also comes standard with a full selection of safety systems, all adding up to keeping families safe. With a choice of two powerful turbocharged engines, you'll also have fun driving this sporty sedan no matter where you're headed.
It's a smart time to buy a new car.
Dealerships are very eager to sell vehicles right now. Look for low interest and 0% financing deals. A 0% long-term loan can add up to big savings over time. There's lots of special offers out there, so keep your eye out for cashback incentives. If you prefer to lease, you can find very low monthly payments.
To learn more, visit your local Kia dealership or go to kia.com/K5.
And the automobile business, new. Sometimes new is old again. I saw something this week that I got a kick out of because I used to have two-tone cars. And it appears that there are now a lot of cars being sold that are the monochromatic colors of white, silver, gray, or black. And then people, I just got a new Range Rover, and I had them, it wasn't a new one, a couple of years old. I had them redesign it. And with the flutes on the side, you know, and then I have a pinstripe put around it because so it's a little different than anything else. But that's not like having, but Rover has been doing a lot of that two-tone stuff. Who else is doing it?
Interestingly enough, Mazda has been one of the car companies that have invented some very cool new paint systems. In fact, they had to invent the new paint gun, and with their metallic version of the paint, the actual the flecks of the paint all lie the same way. And so as you walk around the car, it changes color, which I think
really?
Is very cool.
Cool.
But of course, they make you pay for it through the nose, so don't think you're getting away with that one for free.
Right.
it's expensive, but pretty, like me.
I saw, thank you, yes, you're so pretty. I saw the number of Mini Coopers that have had a different two-tone thing too, right?
Yeah, Mini do them, quite a few people do them. I mean, it's trendy. What's very trendy, things sort of come in and go out every couple of years. Matte paint was the big thing a few years ago. But don't put that through the car wash if you have it. It'll be shiny by the time it comes out the other end.
You're not old enough to remember the Chevy Bel Air that had multiple colors. I remember one, my sixth grade teacher had a turquoise and white Chevy Bel Air. I just thought that was kind of cool. Corvettes had it too, that way.
Yeah.
Yep.
Colored roofs. Colored roofs are the big thing now as well. People are putting black or white roofs on because it almost makes the car look completely different.
It does. Yep, you're right. Honda has recalled 600,000 vans and SUVs because of faulty software. When I read this, I thought to myself, get a life. What the hell? We lived for 100 years with cars that didn't have backup cameras on them. So now all of a sudden we're going to be in big trouble because we don't have a backup camera. What's the story here, do you think?
Actually, 2015, the backup camera was mandated to be legal. You had to have one as you brought your car in. I think what's happening is as a lot of people get to drive bigger and bigger vehicles, and not just on the farm. I mean, you know, you get a big F-150 and you drive it downtown, you know, L.A. or New York or those sort of things. People were running over stuff. And so it was just a kind of a safety thing. I'd rather be able to see what's behind me, and I think it's a good idea. But poor old Honda, four different recalls. And, of course, don't forget to go to nhtsa.gov and put in your VIN number. It'll tell you if any of your vehicles have been recalled.
Oh, that's a good tip. Jim Hackett, the CEO at Ford, is retiring. What does that mean when somebody like that leaves? Are we going to look at different kinds of cars? Is there a complete shift in the way the manufacturer will operate, or does just things go along because he's groomed somebody that thinks like him?
Well, I think Ford is a very smooth and well-operated company. I like to call Hackett the hatchet man. He came in, he made huge changes and reforms and tried to streamline the company, and he launched some big vehicles, the Marquis, the new Bronco. So he's done his job, and he did a difficult one. Now it's time for him to put his feet up for a while.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see what difference that makes in that end of the car business, the Ford end. The services of Nick Miles.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.